So the Magen Midubna was discussing that a person should realize that growing spiritually requires work, and a person shouldn't take it lightly. A person shouldn't just foolishly say, "Ah, God will have mercy on me." So what? Ki im kota se letaher ayonecha merayonot udagot al kinine olam hazeh asher inam biyadcha. Because this is what you should do: purify your thoughts from your worries about this world. The world is something that you can't control. A person should focus on having awe, respect from his Creator, and a person should have concern that there's always that inclination, the Yetzer Hara, that's standing there waiting to cause one to stumble. And a person should pray, asking Hashem to save him. He shouldn't fall. Because the Yetzer Hara is there to really knock a person down and destroy his life. And a person has to know that it's up to him to do that which is within his capacity. Very often we cut ourselves short. We say, "How much can I do?" So the Magen Midubna says, no one's expecting you to do more than you can do. But what you can do, you should do. It's up to a person to open his eyes and think about the responsibilities we have to grow spiritually and what we have to give to the world. And there's a famous story that... who was it? I think it was Rav Itzele, but I don't remember. One of the Hasidic Rebbe's... he said two things. He said, number one, when I come to Shemayim, if they'll ask me why I wasn't Maimonides, I'll say I didn't have the intelligence of Maimonides. If they'll ask me why I wasn't the Shulchan Aruch, I'll say I didn't have the knowledge of the Shulchan Aruch. Everyone, they ask me why I wasn't them, so I'll have an answer. I didn't have their strengths. The problem is when they'll ask me why I wasn't me. And in heaven, they know what our potential is. And we all have to know, et asher b'chochacha la'asot aseh. We have a responsibility to live up to our potential. And there's a figure in heaven representing each of us of where we can get to. And that's what we call our potential. Chazal say that even Yaakov Avinu, that night that he lay down and slept and dreamt about the ladder, so it says over there, God called to him, it says, V'ine Hashem nitzav alav. God was above Yaakov. What was God doing above Yaakov? So the Talmud tells us that the angels went up to Shemayim, and they looked at Yaakov Avinu's potential. Then they went down and they saw him snoring. They said, "What's he sleeping for? How's he ever going to reach his potential?" And they held it against him. The angel said, "He shouldn't be sleeping like this. What's he sleeping for?" I guess he could have gone on without that much sleep. So the angel said, "Let's kill him. He's supposed to be the great Yaakov Avinu, and he's not going to be as great as he can be. He's not taking his responsibilities as seriously as he should," whatever that means about Yaakov Avinu. So the angels got together ready to kill Yaakov. And God came when he saw the vision of the ladder and he saw God on top. The Medrash says God was right above him. V'ine Hashem nitzav alav. God was on Yaakov to protect him, because in heaven they were upset at him. They said, "You have such potential and you're wasting it." So every person has to know there's a representation of our potential, and we're going to be taken to task, not about why we weren't anyone else. That's not a question. We have answers. But the question is, what about ourselves? The question is, have we realized our own potential? And that's what he says, V'etashob chochacha la'asot aseh. You have to do what you can do. No one's asking you to go beyond your strengths. But within your strengths, within your potential, that a person does have to realize.